Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So get your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
Mike Max with a rare night off. You can count him on one hand here in 2019. But Maxie is not in. Coming up a little bit later on, our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. And we always like that award as we salute the kids who are getting it done, not only in school, but in athletic activities and fine arts activities here in the state of Minnesota. State volleyball underway over at the Xcel Energy Center. You heard Adam talk about that a little bit earlier. They got started bright and early this morning. We'll talk about that and give you the results from day number one, quarterfinal action over in St. Paul. I was there this morning for the 3A. I called a couple of matches on the internet, so I was up bright and early. I was on my way to St. Paul really early this morning, so it was a lot of fun. And, of course, 2A and 1A. Action over in St. Paul. So we'll get some volleyball a little bit later on. Coming up in mere minutes, we'll talk Wild and Shark. Sarah McClellan covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. We'll get her thoughts on tonight's showdown in San Jose, a couple of struggling clubs there, and we'll get her thoughts. Can the Wild ultimately turn the corner? What is the mood? And Adam Sports, 15 minutes ago or so, here on CCO, trying to keep it positive. What's the alternative for the Wild? The Wolves got blown out of the building, the FedEx Forum in Memphis last night. Terrible defensive effort by the Minnesota Timberwolves as they get hammered by the Grizz. And Kevin Lynch will join us, Fox Sports North television analyst, about 7:10 tonight as we get into that. We'll talk more about the Vikings and the Cowboys from Big D on Sunday night. We'll hear from the offensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski, and the defensive coordinator, George Edwards, about the challenges the Cowboys present. That's coming up on the program tonight. We'll talk Golden Gopher football. I have heard they are very close to a sellout. At latest check, they have not announced a sellout at TCF Bank Stadium, but we are getting very close to a sellout at TCF Bank Stadium for that big showdown between Minnesota and Penn State Saturday at 11 o'clock. So that was very interesting to see that they were closing in on that. And there's some football tonight, high school football playoffs, two 6A quarterfinals, and it's going to be a chilly night for a football game and the fans and particularly the players. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight at Park Center, right there on the border between Brooklyn Center and Brooklyn Park, right there on Brooklyn Boulevard, just north of 694, Rosemount and Champlin Park. For the winner, they head for U.S. Bank Stadium next week and the state football semifinals. So they go indoors. The loser, of course, is done. Meanwhile, at Stillwater tonight, Shakopee taking on the defending champs from Lakeville North. So we'll have those scores later on tonight on Lake Night with Henry Lake here on CCO. So we got a ton to get into tonight, but there is one little story that I have to get in right out of the gate. Remember the cat from Monday Night Football? Well, apparently that cat is still on the run. MetLife Stadium officials say the search for the fleet feline that briefly delayed that game between the Giants and Cowboys on Monday night has been unsuccessful. Multiple humane traps were stationed in the stadium. After that came up empty, stadium officials asked Puppy Kitty NY City. That's a trap, neuter, release, and no-kill shelter for help. So there you go. That black cat from Monday Night Football in the Meadowlands still on the loose. All right, let's head to the Wild and Sharks. And they play it late tonight in San Jose. And Sarah McClellan covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. Sarah, good to visit with you. How you been?
Great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And so far this Wild, more bad than good. But by the sounds of it, Bruce Boudreau is trying to keep things light and positive if he can.
Yeah, you know, especially after getting a win to start this trip with a victory Tuesday in Anaheim. You can immediately see spirits surge up and just the vibe become positive, because there hasn't been, you know, a lot to feel good about at this start with the team sitting with the record it has at, you know, at 5-9-1. So, you know, when there has been successful moments, I think the team has tried to embrace it, but also keep in mind it's just one game, and for the team to kind of crawl out of the hole that it's built to start the season, it has to start stringing those wins together. It has to start building, you know, some momentum in, you know, with its play. And then potentially that can translate to the standings and kind of moving up the pecking order. So, yeah, it's kind of been, you know, very positive, upbeat, but also realizing that, you know, that feeling can go away in a hurry if the team doesn't continue to play like it did Tuesday.
Tonight they play a Sharks team that's really been struggling as well. And it is important for the Wild to take baby steps and you know, get points headed in the positive direction, because I know we visited about it before, and there's no secret in the NHL. You can't make the playoffs in October and November, but you can certainly put yourself in a hole that makes it really hard to dig out. And the Wild have kind of put themselves behind the eight ball. There isn't a ton of margin for error now.
No, especially with the schedule that the teams had, being on the road so much to start and facing, you know, really competitive teams. It's been a tough stretch, and I think their record has obviously been indicative of how arduous, you know, the calendar has been so far. But you're right, and I think the kind of the same philosophy is what they have to take to get out of this. You can't repair what's been done in one game. You know, they're not all of a sudden going to win one game and be at the top of the at the heap, you know. But so I think that's why the focus is to keep it narrow, to keep it shift by shift, period by period, game by game, so that, you know, all of a sudden a team can look up and see that it's won 3 or 4 or 5 in a row, and things are a lot different and its situation is a lot better. So, you know, the damage has kind of been done, and now you're right, it's taking the baby steps to try to fix that.
Tonight at San Jose, the Sharks below them in the standing, 16 games. They haven't done much. 5-10-1. The Wild just a hair better at 5-9-1. The Wild at home, 3-1-1. But as Sarah, you alluded to, already 10 games on the road. Now that'll even out. We know that over the course of 82 games, 41 at home, 41 on the road. But it's just crazy. Once again, their 11th road game of the year already.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a schedule like that. I think you get snaps where teams go on road trips, maybe because something's taking over the arena. I remember when I covered the Coyotes a few years back, there was a long road trip because the Super Bowl was in town, and that kind of took over, you know, in Glendale, the facility being right next door to State Farm Stadium where the Cardinals were playing, which hosted the Super Bowl. But never something like this where it's so much, especially at the beginning. It's certainly tested the team, and it hasn't been easy. And it's kind of been a reversal from last season where the team was so good on the road and it struggled at home. And so far it's been the opposite, where home has been such a reprieve and a haven. And so I think the challenge, you know, is just surviving this stretch. It's going to be pretty road heavy in November and December as well. So if this is a team that can kind of just stay steady and, you know, get to January, get to the second half of the season where it's, you know, in striking distance, hovering around 500. And if it can use that home schedule, like you said, when it starts to balance out, that could really be a, you know, catapult forward. to finish strong and try to make up ground or at least stay in the pack, because it has been challenging so far. But like you said, it all finds a way to balance out in the end.
What's the mood of the team, Ben? I know that there has been some frustration, obviously, but you spend a lot of time around this club. What, do you sense that it's still way too early to panic? I mean, we're still a handful of games short of, you know, the 25% mark of the season. It's still November. Are the veterans in the room keeping calm? What's your read on that?
Mostly even keel lately, and I think it's because of the way they've been playing. You know, the results haven't necessarily been there. You know, you can point to that loss to Dallas and St. Louis last week, you know, and then the overtime loss over the weekend. But if you break it down and, you know, minus a, you know, a couple minute collapse here and a breakdown here, I think on the whole, the team's been happy with the way it's been playing. And, you know, I think it figures if it continues to play that way, like it did last week in St. Louis, that the, you know, the results will come. You know, it was a 2-1 loss last Wednesday in St. Louis, but if they continue to play that way, maybe that's a 2-1 win most times. So I think it hasn't been, you know, as grim and gruesome as maybe you'd expect, because they see the positive signs. And it's been some bad bounces here or there, but I think, you know, players have tried to keep that perspective that they're not very far off. And then you can kind of see it translate where they get a point Saturday, you know, hosting the Blues, and then they open this road trip with a comeback win, which was probably one of their most impressive of the season, to come from 2 goals behind. So there's progress there, and it hasn't necessarily always related to the win column and points and standings, but I think players sense that, and I think that's kind of maybe helped the attitude stay a little more, you know, positive than maybe the results would suggest.
All right, Sarah, a final thought here. For you, what's been the biggest surprise on the positive side for the Wild? Is there a young guy who's maybe stood out as being, hey, this is something fans can rally around?
Yeah, you know, I think on the back end, you're right. I think Carson Soucy, a young defenseman who probably wasn't expected to be on this roster so soon, has emerged as kind of a reliable player, you know, to play as often as he had, kind of pretty much taking ownership of the left side of the third pairing. And I think also his partner, Brad Hunt, has been a pleasant surprise. For him to have 4 goals already and 8 points, I mean, those are numbers that put him among the offensive leaders on this team. He's been a real catalyst on the power play. And so I think those are two players that have, you know, you look at their body of work so far, maybe, you know, not contributions that many figured they would have so far this season. So you're right. It's doom and gloom maybe on the big picture. And but if you really take a look, yeah, there are individuals who are impressing kind of amid the circumstances and taking advantage of the opportunity at hand.
All right, Sarah, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, Wild and Sharks from San Jose tonight. Late start there. The Wild coming off a win to start the trip in Anaheim on Tuesday night. They have work to do, but a positive start to the trip. It is 6:48, 12 minutes down in front of 7 o'clock, and it is Wicks and Jewelers time for the Midwest's most distinguished collection of luxury watches for both men and women at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Sports to the max.
6 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. All the news and weather coming up. Steve in for Mike. It is Sports to the Max here on a Thursday night. State volleyball underway. Quick rundown of what happened earlier. Class 3A, Egan rolled over St. Louis Park 3-0. Minnetonka beat Moorhead 3-1. That was a tight match. It was Wayzata sweeping Elk River 3-0. And then North St. Paul upset number 3 seed Lakeville North in 3 sets today. The semifinals tomorrow morning, Egan against Minnetonka at 9 a.m. Egan the number 1. And then Wayzata the number 2 takes on unseeded North St. Paul at 11 a.m. 2A underway right now. 2 matches in the books. Stuartville beat Annandale 3-0. Concordia Academy down Watertown Mayor 3-0. And getting underway at 7 o'clock, Belle Plaine against Marshall. And then on the other court, 2 courts in action at the X, North Branch against Pequot Lakes. And this afternoon in 1A, Mineota beat Greenway 3-0. It was Fauston over Mounds Park Academy, and that one goes 5. Fauston wins at 3-2. Waterville Elysian, Morristown down Henning 3-0. And it was Medford over Belgrade Brute now rose 3-0. By the way, the 1A semifinals tomorrow afternoon, Mineota and Fauston at 1, and then Waterville Elysian Morristown takes on Medford at 3 o'clock. 2A tomorrow evening, the semifinals begin at 5, and then again at 7 tomorrow night in downtown St. Paul. And as we mentioned, football getting underway shortly. Two 6A quarterfinals, 5A through 9-man on Friday and Saturday around the state of Minnesota. Rosemont-Champlin Park up at Park Center tonight. And then in Stillwater, Shakopee against Lakeville North. We'll have the scores later on here on CCO. Henry Lake is in. One other big story I want to get to. The Twins and MLB announced the 2019 Silver Slugger teams. Here we go. At catcher, Mitch Garver of the Minnesota Twins. The DH, Nelson Cruz of the Minnesota Twins. So two Twins earned Silver Slugger Awards for 2019. Mitch Garver at catcher and Nelson Cruz at DH. And a little bit later on, we'll talk a little bit more about all the Silver Slugger winners here on Sports to the Max. Steve in for Mike tonight. All the news and weather at 7. We'll talk Timberwolves' Kevin Lynch from Fox Sports North joins at about 7:10 tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.